After Sunbury Nori took a 4-1 lead after one inning of play, SW Jack closed the gap with two runs in the top of the second. And after giving one back to the Vultures in the bottom of the third, they answered with three runs between the fourth and sixth innings. In the sixth, they trailed by one, but Riley George was able to tie it up with a single to left field. Shane McHugh then gave the Drillers a lead with an opposite field single to left. And that lead held until the bottom of the seventh when Will Olson came in a relief of Riley George trying to lock down the win. He loaded the bases with a couple of walks and a hit batsman. Chase Force relieved him. And after inducing a would-be double play ground ball, the relay back to first was Arentz, and it allowed two runs to score, and the Vultures came back to walk it off and win 7-6. Leading the way for Sunbury Nori was Declan Abrams. He was 2-for-5 on the game with a pair of singles. Kingston Erb from the eighth spot in the order went 1-for-4 with a 2-RBI performance. Brady Kurtz earned the win in relief. He pitched 2 1/3 innings, striking out 2, allowing 3 hits, 2 runs, only 1 earned. Riley George pitched great for the Drillers. He went 6 innings with 96 pitches under his belt, struck out 4, walked 2, and allowed 4 hits and 2 runs, one of them earned. Will Olson and Chase Forrest unable to lock down the win for him in the 7th. Brady Oaks had 4 stolen bases for the Drillers. Shane McHugh was 2-for-3 with an RBI. Chase Forrest 2-for-4 with a double for the Drillers. Sunbury Nori continues on in the state tournament with a 7-6 come-from-behind win over the SW Jack Drillers, who see their season come to an end Monday morning at First Commonwealth Bank Field in Homer City. For your hometown radio station, I'm Jake Slobotnick.